May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, June 28th, 2025. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. Today I'll be largely narrating from 5 newsletters that I've published over the last 10 days. And this is a lot of big-picture stuff, folks. With the global crisis and opportunity, it's a real mixed bag, and I'm going to go into how bad things are and how good things can be. So I'll be deconstructing the grand illusion, and you might say constructing the big picture of what's really happening in the Middle East and the U.S. So keep in mind that all the chaos and crisis, as being programmed in lamestream media, was ordained to trigger the Great Awakening, and that a Great Enlightenment has already occurred in the continuum. So now many of us who have already awakened are getting regular flashes of 5D intuition and discernment. I mean, it's like ESP is effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have it. So the live show today is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcasts, the newsletter links that I'm narrating from are listed in the footnotes. So you can click on these links and follow along while I'm discussing them, which some of you are listening to the podcast, I realize, in the future now. You know, in the continuum, the future has already happened and you're listening to those footnotes. And you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you, creating your own customized multimedia show in the process. Now, some of you know the routine and you know how to do that. And some of you who are listening live at this time know how to pull up HeartCom Network Archives in another window and follow along with these archived newsletters. I'm going to be using them as a guideline. I get off script a lot, and by God's grace, you know, sometimes I am overshined with enough of the Holy Spirit to provide sufficient context, the perspective on what's going on in the world. And I kind of tune into the energies of the hour with the astrology psychology with my cosmic weather report, which I'm going to go into now. So it's time for a cosmic weather report. So here we go, folks. As above, so below, on earth as in heaven, as within, so with all. This newsletter is a cosmic love sandwich with the sourdough bread, you might say, slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle. And some serious food for thought for the truly thoughtful. So I'm going to give this cosmic weather report to give a little context, perspective, hopefully, to give a little point of reference with what's going on above in cosmos, in the quantum field, is going on, reflexing, you might say, in the holodeck between our ears. Some people are more susceptible to suggestion from etheric realms and are more sensitive to the cosmic weather than others, like barometric pressure. Some people are sensitive to that, and it affects their moods and everything. And just like full moons can affect, you know, the moods of people, they found out the word lunatic came from how people can act out on a full moon. Well, astrology psychology is very subtle, and it is affecting everyone in different ways because people are triggered with their natal chart astrology with the transits in different ways. It's going to trigger everyone differently. Everyone's unique in There are astrology, psychology, but there's a lot of cosmic drama on the world stage right now. We're going through a quantum shift of deep space energies in the fields around Earth as it resonates in the field of consciousness between your ears. You know, there are torus fields within fields within fields. There's a torus field around the Earth. There's a torus field around our galaxy, our solar system. There's torus fields around the heart. The whole body has a torus field around. There's fields of energies, and they're all connected. And this is going, as we enter the quantum age, they're going to call Aquarius the quantum age, because everything's going to be energy oriented, understanding of quantum science, quantum reality, of our instant everywhere interactive connection. You might say the singularity, the all connected common sense of unity in our diversity. So right now with the astrology psychology, there's as the show airs today, there's a lot of creative tension with an exact moon in Leo, square Venus in Taurus. Now, Mars is also highly influential in two finger of God patterns. So there's a lot of Martian energy between Iran, Israel, and the United States right now. It's in the field. There's creative tension in the field. And I'm not going to go into that any longer. I could go on with all the cosmic coinkydinkity going on right now, but I've got five reports to debrief, five newsletters over the last 10 days. So in today's show, I'll try to open your heart while I blow your mind with some news that the lamestream media fails to mention. So here we go, folks. I'm going to be reporting on, like I say, over the last 10 days. Back in June 18th, did an article, Urgent Alert, Cut Through the War BS. I'm going to go through that first, and that's going to be rather short. And that leads, led us right into the solstice on June 20th. And I'm going to go through some enlightened summer entertainment, food for thought for the truly thoughtful. Now, some people, that's all they're really interested with the show. They don't want to hear about the war BS belief system. They don't want to, you know, they got is it's called Israel fatigue. They're done. The insanity coming out of Israel with Gaza. And the insanity in the world, they, you know, a lot of people just, they're on vacation, they want to be entertained, and so I'll be going into that whole section that you can come back to and pull up when you want to have some entertainment, videos and articles, different contexts for entertainment, including memes, infographics, it's something for everyone there. And on June 22nd, you know, a couple of days later, I go into, this whole Middle East thing blew up. The crisis now, Trump bombs Iran. That was a real showstopper. But, it's not, again, there's so many dimensions of this. I'm going to get some insight on it. For some people that are interested, some people are really entertained with the geopolitics and what's happening, because the lamestream media, the mainstream media, I call the Zio-Nazi media or the Zio-corporate media, they're giving us one side of the perspective on purpose. They're trying to control the narrative, steer the narrative. It's like a way of mass media mind control. But that's not, it's the lamestream media, the truth stream media, truth streaming, heart streaming, the heart of co-creation with higher power, in the Aquarian quantum age, there's that streaming too. So, keep that in perspective with all the other crazy stuff going on in the world. Anyway, today, this morning, early this morning, no, that was June 25th. I'm sorry. A few days ago, I did an article, Israel Gets Hammered, Precision Decision. And this is mind-blowing. We never get this in the lamestream media. What's going on with Israel getting hammered with precision strikes from Iranian missiles, Mach 4 missiles that are unstoppable, goes right through the Iron Dome. The media is not reporting this at all. So I'll be going into that before I do my final piece, which was published early this morning on Israel fatigue. A lot of people just are totally burnt out. There's so much cognitive dissonance in the media. A lot of people are just burnt out on listening to radio or TV at all. If they don't have sources of alternative media, what's really going on? It's just depressing because you only get one side of it. And that one side of it is just death and hell out of the Middle East with no recourse. No individuals, nations are standing up against the massacre, the murderous massacre in Gaza. And it's not just the genocide in Gaza. It's the pharmacide. It's like all over the internet. It's like anyone that does independent research on the internet with good sources. And I've had 16 years of finding good sources with my radio show, Cosmic Love Show, and my reporting with blogging and my newsletters. I've got really good sources, and anyone that doesn't have good sources of what's going on, they're just getting the corporate media, which is the Zionist-controlled media. It's the only way they got away with 9/11. It was they controlled the mainstream media. People only got one perspective, and all other opinions were censored. Well, that's still going on, but there's a mass awakening going on worldwide. There's the Great Awakening's going on worldwide. It's reached critical mass. So now there's more people that are aware that there's something rotten in Denmark as far as the mainstream media. They're just lying to us. They're just lying to us over and over. And it's come out all over the world with the plan after the pandemic. But the vaccines weren't safe and effective, and that people are dying, and they're still dying. I get reports every day, one newsletter, it's just all the sources of world leaders and high-profile people that are just, died suddenly or, stroked out or just turbo cancers. And of course, the research, from conventions of morticians, doing autopsies, are reporting all over the world, people are filled up with these stringy things that they've never seen before that are clogging up the system and causing people to have heart attacks and died suddenly. I mean, but the mainstream media doesn't report it. Why? Because the major financing of the mainstream media is Big Pharma. And Big Pharma has been making a killing. And I'm going to go into in the show, and this is an extremely controversial show, extremely controversial subject, that there's a depopulation thing going on by plan and intent, for profit. Well, that just sounds crazy. And people can't handle that. The last thing people want to hear is that there are highly organized forces, corporate forces, that put stockholders before the public and have actually turned to making a killing with war and disease, creating and managing war and disease, depopulation for profit. But folks, it's like reality therapy. You got to be on guard. You can't be listening to the lamestream media and buying the BS, the belief system that all is well, taking drugs for whatever ails you, and cheering on the United States and Israel in their ongoing genocide and pharmacide. It's just like it's got to stop, and it will. But, there's the Great Awakening, and like I say, it's reached critical mass. And I think this is in through the end of the year. There is right now a turnaround. There's a turnaround from the downward spiral, and it's kind of stalling right now between downward and upward spiral. But it's going upward. There's a lot of people that have already achieved, you might say, a higher. Or at least flashes of higher insight, intuition into what's real. The gathering of the tribes of Israel. What is real worldwide in the collective consciousness as far as more light and love, cosmic universal love, easier and faster. The 5D plus, dimensional shift, the big shift, the Aquarian shift here at the cusp of Aquarius. We're right at the beginning of it. It's turning. From the Piscean momentums, the old laggard momentums. It's like the hamster has died, but the wheel is still turning of Pisces. The old records keep coming up. And as Aquarius surges, Piscean dystopian dysfunction purges. There's a purging going on now. And as a holistic practitioner, naturopath, over 40 years with four holistic health clinics, you're getting a healing in the body when you have a healing crisis, when the toxins are coming out And sometimes you feel worse before you get better with the elimination of toxins. And, of course, a lot of people are so saturated from toxic genetic poisons in the food supply and from vaccines that they're just struggling. A lot of people are just so sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're too sick and tired to wake up and smell the coffee, or at least, you know, get a whiff of the whole truth that's going to set them free from the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told in the lamestream media that people believe it. But that's, you know, it goes with the territory. This is where we're at. And by God's grace, you know, things will be getting better sooner than later. And this is all going to be a function of, you know, mankind has free will. So anything is possible. And if there's enough good people waking up, enough good people soon enough, with enough light and love, then, you know, again, this will happen sooner than later. So much for the cosmic weather. I could go on, like I say, with all the cosmic quinkadinkies, but I'm going to go into these reports. First one being the 2025, you might say, shock and awe with the Iran-Israel Iran-Israel conflict, you know, kicking off here about this, you know, 10 days ago, actually, when I gave this report. And this was called, you know, urgent alert, this was a must watch. It's a video to cut through the war BS. And this was a tabletop discussion between some really bright people. And the comment here in the comment section, what there's more intelligence and honesty at this table of five individuals than the entire Congress combined. And that may kind of be of a kind of exaggeration, but there's a lot of truth to that. And in this video, this is a video with Scott Ritter, Dennis Kucinich, and let me see if I got this right, all these individuals in this. Dennis Kucinich, yeah. And I mean, this is, when I say, pretty amazing conversation. They go into the machinations, the war mania machinations, and they really lay it bare. They explain how World War III has arrived and how kind of a mass psychosis with the Gaza genocide and the vaccine pharmacide. Pharmacide is a word that I coined, like pharma and side, you know, like democide or genocide. You know, it's a death by pharma. It's now being compounded by not only a hot war between Israel and Iran, but also a domestic insurrection that was going on. And it kind of got stopped down when Trump sent in, you know, the National Guard sent in to L.A. and quelled the riots, put down the domestic insurrection. But there's also, you know, and this is warning, there's videos, articles, and I'm going to be touching on them on a July 4th, false flag, a bio-war attack on America is planned with tabletop exercises, just like they had before the pandemic, just like they had before 9/11. They had practiced simulations. And they've had practice simulations. The deep states had practice simulations for a July 4th false flag bio-war attack on America. I'm going to go into that. Again, if enough people network this reality and find out about the reality, they won't do it because it's like they've been exposed. And it would be like a self-indictment if they went ahead while everyone knew that they were going to planning on doing it. So that's the way many things have been stopped from happening, is because the collective consciousness of light bearers, light workers, light sharers shed light on the subject and blew their cover, busted, you know, they're busted. So please forward this reality report as if the future of global freedom depends on it, because it may, and you can make a difference. So again, I've highly recommended this. Specific video with Scott Ritter, Gerald Salante, Dennis Kucinich, Garland Nixon, and Joe Loria. I didn't even know who a few of these individuals were, but they were brilliant insights from some of them during this video that explain how the power elite want war for multiple reasons. Specifically, to orchestrate a high-tech totalitarian agenda. a misunderstanding of how they're using high tech, you know, this technocracy, to move forward a global a totalitarian agenda. There's nothing more important than understanding not only, you know, that there is an emerging blueprint for a golden age, but so often it's not the good that we would do, but the opposition that people are not aware of and get blindsided by. So here's to exposing the opposition with technocracy and their totalitarian agenda and how they're forcing the issue through politicians and corporations who have a profit incentive in war and disease. Crazy, I know, but it's the corporate law that wherever profits are at stake, the shareholders come before the public. So it's the profits before people running a depopulation agenda through high technology because it's profitable. I know that sounds insane, but it's like wars are not, you know, especially when you have an economic collapse in process. I mean, it was World War II that got the U.S. out of depression, and the U.S. is going into a collapse of the phony Federal Reserve banking system, which isn't federal and it has no reserves. And again, the Zionist influence control for usury for a fraction of the action, you know, that system, that corrupt system, it's reached a point where gross imbalances are betraying, you know, the original intention. It's like the founding fathers. They've had problems with the central bank, the Rothschild, Rockefeller, you know, the central bank from the beginning. You know, the Rothschild trying to control the banking system in the United States, the war of 1812, the whole history of the banksters, you know, they create and manage war for profit from both sides. That, you know, they're all wars are bankster wars is the expression. So there's another video that provide from a Reese report, a brief history of Israel and Iran that's valuable in this first newsletter. Those who are reading along at this point, you can see the Reese report and watch that video if you want to pause. If you're listening to the podcast, you can always pause the audio and watch this video. Again, this is how you can create your own customized multimedia shows, those who know how. Some who are real students of history, and my intention is that 10, 20 years from now, people look back at this time, they'll be able to get insight in what was really going on through, that's my intent, you know, to basically document, you know, week to week, and then my show, you know, review it. And in the future, maybe my grandchildren or great-grandchildren will take these this audio and develop a video showing what I'm referring to, you know, with the videos and images. To create a multimedia video rather than create your own multimedia show, you know, with the audio and with the newsletters, you can create a video using the audio and filling in with the visuals, the images, the memes, the infographics, the video and the articles, you know, links, so that they can pause that video anytime they want to watch the different hot linked articles or whatever. So there's advantages to doing it this way. I think it's the new media makes this possible where you can do it, and real students now or in the future can get a real insight on not only the problem, the crisis facing the world right now, but the solution, definitive self-perfecting database solution for empirical results of what's working best for holistic healing spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. You know, and of course, real solutions with communication processes that involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with heartware, you know, light, the language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness. Talk about this a lot in the shows. I go into it with links in the article, a universal interactive interface with practical applications, you know, for coming into unity, you know, to mitigate war, or sustain peace and prosperity through the holistic, holy, you know, the whole spirit, Holy Spirit of love and action, you know, universal law language, cosmic law, love, you know, that's my shtick and I'm sticking to it. So bottom line with this first article, it's better to be an activist who believes nothing unless verified by a moral compass, you know, like common sense, rather than a pacifist who is demoralized by big media's war-driven BS belief system. In other words, if you listen to the BS belief system, you know, they're just programmed, you know, in lamestream media, you just get programmed with a big lie that neutralizes the whole truth. So keep the faith, see the good, you know, make it so. And, you know, I always finish on an orientation to light language and Quarian first principles and the whole thing of a global TLC reset with universal light language for telecommunion, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and the next telecommerce economy. You know, the big TLC reset with more light and love, easier and faster. So anyway, that's that. That's that first one. Some of you will want to maybe only in this show be interested in enlightened summer entertainment, you know, food for thought for the truly thoughtful. Enlightened summer entertainment. I have got a lot of links, articles, videos, graphics, compendiums from other sources, from Natural Life News, numerous sources that are inspirational. Most of this content dealing with the 2020s dawning of Aquarius, the 2025 turning point. You know, our choice for either utopia or oblivion, you know, enlightened quantum reality as you know, in a unified field of, you know, one earth, one people, you know, common sense, you know, united sovereigns of earth, you know, so we have that choice. We have that opportunity. We can go the downward spiral deep state of, you know, with a divisive sense of separation. I call it stinking thinking or sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. Or you can all, you know, my intention is, you know, always remember always that war is separation from a God of divine love. And for war to cease, all must return to the conscientious common sense of the golden rule language at the sovereign heart of every golden age in Akashic record history. Every golden age in Akashic record history, it's the same sense of alignment, attunement, at-one-ment with the universal law language, you know, God of love, love of God, you know, first principles of universal cosmic law language. I mean, for pioneers of the final frontier of inner space, imagine what that will look like. You know, the 5D X factor, you know, all five dimensions, you know, integrated, synergized for harnessing artificial intelligence. Problem with artificial intelligence that if it's not harnessed for good, by default, it's harnessed for evil or harnessed for, you know, that, you know, it's either harnessed for good or evil. And the key for harnessing it for good is an understanding of the first principles of universal law language of you might say quantum science, quantum reality, of energy, fields within fields, the order of the universe, the divine order of the universe, those first principles of universal cosmic law, sometimes referred to as, you know, quantum law, you know, the quantum science, quantum physics, natural law is what it's been called for thousands of years for natural healers, you know. They just tune into, again, what is common sense for someone who can navigate inner space, you know, the internet. That is the spirit that matters for manifestation. It, you might say it's divine alchemy. It's advanced alchemy, alignment, attunement, and resonance with the spirit that matters, you know, on earth as in cosmos. So for patriots of global peace and free speech, again, I recommend There's a rant by Scott Ritter, a 5-minute rant you can watch, you know, regarding the United Sovereigns of Earth, people worldwide that are waking up, you know, wising up, rising up for all of us as the United Sovereigns. You know, the Unity University, you know, we are one. I mean, with the instant everywhere interactive internet, I mean, in principle, the people of the world are united. All that keeps us divided is the compartmentalized thinking, the stinking thinking that's stuck in negativity that creates and, you know, and manages war and disease and depressing news that keeps us down rather than rising and wising up. So, again, here's more light and love, easier and faster. You can always subscribe, by the way, to my newsletters at Aquarius Rising 369. You know, one word, put that in your search engine. It should come up. A free subscription at Aquarius Rising 369. Of course, 369 was Nikola Tesla's favorite numbers. He said they were the key to the universe in many regards. And three octaves of B flat below C, which is Violet Flame, Holy Spirit, and that's a whole other story. But so you can subscribe to keep abreast of breaking news, you know, week to week with alternative views that are censored in lamestream corporate media. So, again, this is summer readings. I'm reading from summer reading, you know, the narrative of what I published. You can go to, you can read the links. You can go to the links I'm referring to. And for the next 3 months, this is, I'm just like a preview, what's going to be going on the next 3 months, is I'm going to be getting into the big picture problem solving. And when I say big picture problem solving, I'm talking about what's going on with the fomenting of domestic chaos and foreign war as a cover story while the economy tanks. The economy, the Western economy is tanking, folks. It's a fiat system based on confidence and trust in the system. And, of course, that trust has been misplaced. It's been corrupted. You know, the value of a dollar is what the value of a penny used to be about, you know, about 90 years ago or 100 years ago. The devaluation of the currency. But there is, the ship of state turns slowly. So it's like the economy is going to collapse all at once. And it's not going to, it may not even collapse per se. There was a transition going on behind the scenes with the quantum financial system. I've talked about this on numerous shows and in numerous newsletters. This system is actually being organized and being transitioned behind the scenes. And so what's being brought to the surface, what's purging right now is what, you know, has been problematic about the economy and how on the surface in 3D we see the economic power moving east to the Chinese the commerce systems, Belt and Road, you know, all over the continents, off the Middle East, connected to Iran, but the Belt and Road across Europe, Asia, you know, and into South America, I mean, South Africa specific, but also South America. Their commerce trading is where it's just good trade, win-win trade. Whereas the economics of the United States, because of the fiat dollar and because the U.S. dollar is, you know, reserve currency for the world, there's been a stabilizing effect with that that is changing. And part of the change is the awakening to the historical control of the economy through the Federal Reserve, with a fraction of the action going back to the owners of the Fed, which is not the public, which was never the constitutional intent for it to be set up. It was the Congress, the country was to, you know, own and control the currency, but it's been privatized. A lot of people in America don't even aware, because the education system doesn't teach, that the Federal Reserve, the owners of the Federal Reserve are giant financial interests, private interests. They're not public interests. The Federal Reserve is not federal. It has no reserves. They create money out of thin air, and then they loan it out for a fraction of the action. It's made them trillionaires. And they try to, and they're to this point, they're so powerful, and they, you know, with BlackRock and their institutions, their ownership and control agenda, that they pretty much own all of corporations in the world. But they're trying to keep the system afloat while it is transitioning behind the scenes to a whole new system that will be digital, but it will have blockchain. There can be security with it, but it'll be decentralized. And this understanding of decentralized versus centralized, open versus closed, you know, interactive versus one-way programming, this is the key of what's going to be going on, you know, as the transitions, you know, in the next 3 months, like I say, this is the big picture. And with that, we see technocracy and deep state planning for a police state as their solution to the crisis that they create. In other words, as the economy as we've known it, the economic system worldwide as we known it, as it transition, as it transforms, it's like, you know, the caterpillar that goes into the chrysalis and disintegrates and comes out a butterfly, you know, through this whole process of transmutation, you know, metamorphosis. It's very awkward coming out of that. I mean, coming out of the, you know, as it changes from a worm to a butterfly, when it comes out of that, the cocoon, man, it is just a mess. It takes a while. Well, we're kind of in a mess stage right now. You know, as a civilization, we're going through like a metamorphosis. The instant everywhere interactive communication capabilities with the internet has opened the door to the internet, you know, inner space, the internet, you know, basically quantum reality, the Aquarian quantum age, the singularity, the instant everywhere interactive, you know, we are one, you know, mind of God, love, you know, the frequency of holy compassion and unity and diversity and joy and light and love. Well, you know, then, you know, that is not the prevailing awareness of the psychopaths that are creating and managing war and disease on the planet. And most Americans just want to live their lives and are caught in the middle of this, you know, the psychopaths, you know, basically trying to orchestrate, you know, terror, you know, fear porn, you know, so people, you know, go into shock and don't know what to think and want to believe that the authorities, you know, are going to be our salvation. Well, you know, only, you know, the whole truth and nothing but the truth is the salvation. And again, there's a war going on there. The big lies become so big and so bold about, you know, genocide and pharmacide, you know, and that the vaccines are safe and effective when they're not. You know, it's hit the wall. You've got half the people in the world that woke up to this, at least, if not more, and you've got half the people that are going, I don't want to believe that my doctor did anything ever to hurt me because my doctor cares for my health. And, you know, if there's a lockstep belief there, you got to realize doctors get duped too. How they got duped in this situation, I've gone into it before. You know, if you want to know, you can find out. You know, like I say, there's a lot of psychopaths that have risen to positions of power. And there's war going on. As a general rule, the super rich, you know, the power elite, the banksters, you know, they want to own and control the physical and human resources of the planet. And to do that, to keep people from waking up, they're trying to keep us down, that keep us so sick and tired of being sick and tired, we're too sick and tired to wake up to, you know, basically the power elite power trips to keep us in shock and awe, keep us programmed with the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told that people believe it. You know, and I know that sounds horrible, but that was Hitler's MO. That was his method of operation, according to, you know, his minister of propaganda or whoever. But point is, the alternative to that is more light and love, easier and faster. So if you're on vacation, enjoy the joy, you know, have fun, keep it light, and more power to you. But if you're looking for something to entertain, that's entertaining for understanding of what's really going on, you will really like this summer reading list of different videos and articles. And I got a few more pieces to get through. By the way, there was one part of this entertainment, you know, the summer reading list, the summer viewing list. And there's an article there about the suppressed technology of Nikola Tesla that's being unveiled and deployed. And there's an article by General Flynn who confirms that this technology will change the world. And matter of fact, in this article, he blows the lid off of one of the deep state's most protected secrets, you know, the suppressed military technology that's capable of reshaping civilization with rapid deployment of free energy, instant transport, teleportation, space-based internet, and they've been hiding it. This is one of the deep state's, you know, most protected secrets, suppressed military technology. And I've been reporting over the decades, that this, you know, on the secret space program and where they've been getting this technology, you know, from off planet sources for trading, for genetic material, for other technology. I mean, there's trading that's been going on. And of course, this sounds really far out for a lot of people, but, you know, General Flynn, he doesn't post and let anything like this unless it's a strategic strike. And this time, he dropped a bombshell. It was a speech by General Stephen Quast, who's a high-ranking U.S. Air Force officer, revealing technology that could end fossil fuel slavery, you know, the globalist borders, and end the big tech censorship in one blow. Key words here, folks. End the big tech, you know, technocracy censorship in one blow. What's he talking about? Well, it touches on it here. I've been reporting on different aspects of this. You know, every one of my newsletters, you know, has at the bottom, there's links that go into, you know, ending the big tech censorship in one blow with interactive, you know, mass-to-mass telecom processes that involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in collective Christ-like, you know, conscience. So anyway, what Quast, this General Stephen Quast exposed was not just free energy, you know, no wires, free energy, no bills, no fuel, teleportation level travel anywhere on Earth in under an hour. You know, beam me up, Scotty, or beam me across to Singapore or you know, Tahiti or whatever. Plus, there's automated manufacturing that ends slave labor. I knew that was coming. It ends dependency. Because it provides with fabricators, with you know, food fabricators. I mean, I go into this, but you know, it's just like it ends dependency. I'm going to go into this regarding information too, like internet from space. You know, for a global village, instant everywhere interactive connection. We'll all be connected. It'll be a global village. You know, the family of man in a global village. You know, the united sovereigns of Earth. You know, that's coming. I mean, he's actually saying this. So the technology exists. It's built, it's tested, but it's buried. It's locked away in black budget bunkers. Why? Because once it's released, the dystopian deep state desperados are done. I mean, decentralized social conscience compels restraints on centralized social programming. This isn't fiction. It's the end of the old system, and it's beginning of the new. But old paradigms die hard, especially those deep state special interests that have a vested interest in petrochemical pollution, endless war, mass pharmacide, and tech tyranny. Those deep state special interests that have a vested interest in those old paradigms die hard. So this is about tech. It's about technology. But it's also about freedom from tyranny. The tools to set humanity free were seeds. They were buried, not to protect us, but to enslave us. And now they're poised to liberate us. So General Flynn posted this not by chance, but by mission. Trump is back, like it or not. You know, he's not, savior or devil, whatever your, you know, take on this. As Trump is back, it is 2025 turnaround time. The illusion is collapsing for multiple reasons. And this is a tactical debriefing for the alliance. You know, be aware, it's coming. And I go into a video following, again, this is in the summer reading compendium, an amazing video of a food replicator. And, you know, solving the food scarcity problem worldwide. The technology exists. It's been suppressed. It's like the med beds for healing the body. The technology is there. They haven't mass produced it. It's coming. People aren't quite ready for it, but I'm far as I'm concerned, I'm more than ready for seeing food replicators. And the story on that, the video on that, solving food scarcity worldwide. I mean, it doesn't get any better, folks. I mean, we're talking about a golden age. And some people, you know, that's, you know, they'll be very happy with these videos and articles that the on this compendium on summer reading, viewing, entertainment, you know, enlightened entertainment. So with the unveiling of advanced technology, and I'm talking about spiritual technology also, folks, spiritual as far as the spirit that matters, you know, heart congruence, heart coherence for mind congruence, you know, high touch, high tech, you know, abundant love, cosmic, universal love, this TLC reset that I've been talking about to resurrect the gold standard for local and global civility. The higher one's concept of Holy Spirit as the frequency of love and action as infrequently, at the interactive heart of global telecom, local and global telecom, the greater the TLC results, the greater the TLC spirit for global peace and prosperity. The higher the concept, the greater the results. Yeah, common sense may be uncommon, but anyway, summing it up on this summer reading for your summer reading pleasure, which is going to be a keynote for some of these articles. People don't want to hear about war between Iran, you know, all the geopolitics. They want to have some, you know, they want to have some inspiration, insight and outlook for understanding the overview, you know, the circle of wholeness from the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, government, education, healthcare, and the economy, all the archetypes of wholeness, fire, air, water, and earth, you know, all the dimensions for, you might say, all the worlds of co-creation with God, love source, you know, love of God, a God of love, cosmic love, universal love, spiritual love, mental love, emotional love, physical love. The old order, you know, is disintegrating. A new order is integrating. This is physical love. So as we are birthing a new Aquarian order of the ages by linking the hearts and minds of global citizens. And that's part to do, you know, linking the hearts and minds is like mental love and emotional love. You know, the mental love, the higher one's concept of God, G-O-D, you know, geometric ordered divinity, the order of the universe, the higher one's concept, the greater the awakening, the mind of God, you know, again, geometrically ordered divinity, the order of the universe. There's, you know, God has rules, you know, there's divine order, and the higher one's concept of that order, the greater the results for ordering, you know, mental love, for mentally, for a person to be, you know, aligned and attuned to divine order. And there's emotional love, you know, it's like mental love, it's like the, like your self-image, how you see yourself, how you think about yourself. But emotional love is how you feel about yourself. It's like self-esteem. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. That's Dionne Warwick. Was it Dionne Warwick music? She did that. Who is it saying? It was. Anyway, there's a video I provide of her. I think that was the person who was popular for originally singing. I think that was someone else. But anyway, that song, that sweet song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. That frequency of the frequency of loving compassion, the feeling of love. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like the energy in motion, the emotion of Holy Spirit as love in action, where you feel it. You know, that's, again, this different dimensions of, you know, 5D love, fifth dimensional love for global netizens, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. You have the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. These are Jungian archetypes, again, fire, air, water, and earth. You see these four archetypes all through governmental constitutions, religious ritual structures. The archetypes are universal. You see them in nature. Again, there's a geometric ordered divinity to spiritually, the law of the one, mentally, the law of the two and one, you know, polarity versus duality. You have emotional energy in motion, you know, the thesis, antithesis, synthesis of the spiritual and the mental in balance, you know, for that level of archetypal integration. Of course, physically, you have these four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization in the capstone. And the CAP of the capstone is the creative ascent process where you go from the base to the crown, whether you're, you know, of civilization, whether or self, you know, the pyramid of self or civilization, you go from the base to the capstone, the creative ascent process of integration that synergizes these components to the capstone for a whole that is greater than the sum of the parts, you know, wholeness for healing. This is the links orientation that you can go through. I provide different dimensions, understanding of love, and how you can make a difference. How you can join in the celebration of global enlightenment, you know, during the July 4th and throughout the summer. You can add to the quantum field of light and joy on the planet. You can raise the frequency of the collective consciousness that you're connected with, you know, how you are connected, how you're through frequencies to all others with the same frequency. You can raise those frequencies. You can raise the energy in the field, the collective field of humanity, with the Holy Spirit glory of love and action as it matriculates the matrix of our 5D reality with global transformative TLC reset. You know, that as telecom, telecommunication, telecommunity, telecommerce, teleconscience, telecare goes mainstream. The mainstreaming of collective Christ-like conscience, the second coming of Christ in the collective consciousness, is when the full momentum, moment to moment, of I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and get and better, goes mainstream. That spirit that matters. So keep in mind that in the infinite, eternal, here and now continuum, global, worldwide love has already occurred. How the Aquarian X factor, I'm talking about that pyramid, that E in the L-O-V-E, which is like looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization, that X factor cultures our ESP, our effective sensory perception, by involving and evolving a unified field conscience. How that works with hardware, you really read the links and study the links I provided on hardware and the hardware project. It's like conscientious common sense. It's not rocket science. The technology exists. The pure intent to make it so is what's lacking. But the vision alone of how it can be so can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. It can inspire and infuse inspiration by, you know, just realizing that the technology exists and it's just the will and intent to unify, you know, integrate, manifest this alchemical process of manifestation, this with the spirit that matters, the spirit that matters, you know, more light, language of consciousness, light and love, as far as the first principles of universal cosmic law, easier and faster. So always, always more light and love, easier and faster. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. So to love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and you're all connected, netizen, neighbor as thyself. So that's a summer entertainment compendium I provided. There's a lot of stuff there. There's hours of viewing, videos and articles, you know, that are linked. You can go to the links that interest you. People that are interested in going on a vacation in their heart, mind, and spirit, there's a lot of positive stuff here. You know, see the good, make it so. You gotta see the good, make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. Anyway, I wanted to get into, you know, come down the home stretch. I don't have enough time to do it all. I'm going to skip over the compendium on the crisis now. You know, Trump bombs Iran. It's not a matter of if. It's not a matter of if, but when deep shift hits the Aquarian fan. That's deep shift as in S-H-I-F-T. Deep shift hits the Aquarian fan. I had fun playing with that one. I'm going to skip over that. You know, there's enough that you already know. A lot of it you probably don't. When you see the video, it'll blow your mind. That video of Israel being hit by these high MAC-4 missiles and all the cities that are hit, the airports, all the stuff that was hit. It's unreal. And I go into that more in the how Israel gets hammered, precision destruction, in the next piece. I'm not going to have a chance to get to this last piece this time. But Israel got hammered. Military balance has changed. Things are changed, folks. They're not what you think. And it's got to the point, and this was the last article, I published that today on Israel fatigue. Last but not least, this is like the icing on the cake. The whole energy is shifting. Trump is trying to get the Zionist monkey off his back. Now, there's a graphic of that at the top of this page. And it goes into how Gaza genocide and vaccine pharmacide have become intolerable. The collective consciousness is shifting. There's a huge shift. It's the archetypal battle of light and darkness. It's like Star Wars at the cusp of Aquarius. I mean, it's alliance versus the deep state, folks. This is serious, the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. So, if you're outraged by the Gaza genocide, and if you're outraged by the mass pharmacide, how they're still pushing vaccines as if they're safe and effective. If you've had it with all that, you're going to want to read this article. This is, kind of sums it up, where this is a turning point, but, we're not out of the woods yet. I mean, there's some serious stuff going on, folks. And it's not what you might think. I mean, this is high level entertainment for people that are really into, enlightened understanding of geopolitics and what's really going on. This is some serious food for thought. And when I say that, for really enlightened cussing and discussing, and blessing and sealing, wholeness and healing, there's a lot of value here. So I hope you enjoy that. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I've got into a lot of things that are very controversial at this time. I just, want to bless you for listening. Thank you. Hope you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. We're at the 2025 turning point. Keep the faith, folks. See the good. Make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change that you want to see. So, happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.